Before we talk about how to increase your personal value, I think what we need to talk about, first of all, is your personal value. You already have personal value. Have you got that straight? You know, we somehow got the wrong idea today that God is everything, we are nothing. Not quite true. You know, you don't say an artist is great because his artwork is lousy. The greater the artwork, the greater must be the artist. The greater the creation, the greater must be the creator. And you really are something. And you must never lose sight of your personal worth. You know, Jesus treated just about everybody with dignity, even the woman at the well. Not based on what she had done, but what she could become if she would just know him. Let me tell you something. Not all the truly great events in this life get reported. They don't make the news. See, the really great events are not floods and hurricanes and murders. The fact is that you are a great event. And the news reporters probably missed it. But you really are somebody, and you really do have great personal worth. Well, let's talk about your personal worth, because before we get started, I want you to get this totally convinced. How do you know you are valuable already? Number one, you know it because your value is established by your birth. Look at this. You came from heaven. In Psalm 100, it is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. Do you know in the book of John, in the opening chapters, it says this, who are born not by the will of flesh nor of the will of blood. You were not born here by the will of anybody, not even by the will of your parents. You were born here by the will of God. Because God is your father. I know you've got a fleshly father. Everybody has a natural mother and a natural father, and a man and a woman got together and there's going to be a baby coming. But it is God who put the you inside the baby. You came from heaven. That's why we begin the Lord's Prayer with our Father which art in heaven. You were born royalty. And life tries to knock this truth out of you. Now, I couldn't resist the temptation. It was a vulgar temptation, and I'm giving into it right now. Are you ready? Because this happens to be my granddaughter, and I'd like you to see her. This is she, and she is valuable. And just like you, man, when she was born, she is so valuable. She looks a lot like me, and except in this picture, she looks like her granny. But you know, whether this was a baby picture or a 35-year-old, whether it's you, no matter what your age is, we don't need a baby picture of you to say you are valuable. Can you look in the mirror? Can you pull a current picture out and look at yourself? And do you know how valuable? You know your personal worth because God put you here and you were born. Well, there's a second reason you know your personal worth. You know it because of your redemption. You see, what's the price tag on you? How much are you worth? You know how much you're worth by the price that Jesus paid. And you know what he paid? Do you know what you're worth? Do you know what your redemption cost? It cost the blood of God. You were not bought with silver or gold, but with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, you could redeem a toy for a few dollars, but not you. The price tag on you is so great, and it's an indication of your personal value. And then you know your personal worth, not just because of your birth and not just because of redemption, but you know your personal worth because there's an eternal purpose for you. You are worth preserving forever. Isn't that what this is all about? That's why Jesus, let's listen to the big verse, the one we all know. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that if you should believe in him, listen to this now, you would never perish, but have everlasting life. God's got big plans for you. His plans involve eternity. It's going to take forever. They're big plans. In fact, the scripture says in Ephesians 2 that in the ages to come, he would show forth the excellency of his riches towards you in kindness towards us through Jesus Christ. But our subject today is not just your value. Value because you were born, valuable because of your redemption, and valuable because there's an eternal purpose that God has for your life. But I want to talk to you for a few moments about how can you, being this value, how can you increase your personal worth, your personal value? And the answer is really simple. How do you increase your personal worth? The answer is, number one and only, by developing your character. Developing character. Because character is what you really are. And when you leave this life and go into the next one, the only thing you're taking with you is the character that you develop here. And it will increase your personal worth, not only in this life, but in the life to come. Well, let's talk about why it's important to develop your character. Number one, developing character is the way to Christ's likeness. The only way we become like him is we develop the character qualities that are like Christ. And I want you to know for sure that God intended this to happen for you and for me. Look at this verse with me. For whom he did foreknow, look it up, look it now, he did predestinate. Now watch this. Don't ever be afraid of that word predestination. But look at this. He predestinated you to be conformed to the image of his son. In other words, whoever becomes a Christian, whoever comes into Christ, I predetermine, God says, they're going to be like my son. Now, success, one noted success speaker said, success is, are you ready for this? Jot it down in your notes. It is the progressive realization of predetermined worthwhile goals. Once again, success is the progressive realization of predetermined worthwhile goals. Now, the predetermined worthwhile goal of a Christian is Christ's likeness. It's our highest priority. God wants me to be like his son Jesus, and he wants you to be like his son Jesus. And the only way we get that way is to develop character. The character qualities of Jesus must become our character qualities. Paul, the apostle, put it this way. Look at the scripture. My little children, I'm travail, and whom I travail. And look what he's working on. Until Christ be formed in you. In fact, Peter put it this way. Christ leaving us an example that we should follow and step. We should be like Christ. That's the goal. Now, the only way we know that we are like Christ is if we have the characteristics that Christ have. When people look at us, they should see Christ. In fact, the very name Christian began in Antioch, the scripture says. The disciples were first called Christians in Antioch, and it was a term of mockery and a term of derision. They were coming to town. They heard the disciples were coming to town. And so they all lined up, waited for them to come. And when they came, they jeered at them hauntingly and threw whatever rotten food they had in those days and stones. And they said, here come the little Christ. And they called them little Christ. Look at those. Here comes the little Christ. And they threw some. Little Christ. The little Christ are coming to town. They did not know how prophetically they spoke, because that, my friend, is exactly what a Christian is. That's what the word Christian means, little Christ. When people look at us, they should see Christ. He said, learn of me, learn my ways. Now, since we can recognize at least 49 character qualities of Christ, to the degree that we have these 49 character qualities, to that degree we are Christ-like. Developing character. Why? Because it's the way to become Christ-like. Now, secondly, another reason we want to develop character is that it establishes authenticity. Now, authentic. means verified, real, true, certifiable, genuine, sure, certain, actual, bona fide, undeniable, indubitable, incontestable, irrefutable, undisputable, genuine, authentic. Biggest need of our day is authenticity. Here's why. Look at the scripture with me. Paul said, "You are our epistle, written on our hearts, known and read of all men." The great search today, in this day of religious con, in fact, it's sad that only a few short years ago, when there's so much publicity given to ministries that went the wrong way, it was reported that at one time over 6,000 people were leaving the churches of America every single week. You know what the world's looking for today is somebody that's for real. Doesn't just have the tag Christian. See, we're great at putting Jesus on our jeans and on our bumper stickers, but what they're really looking for is somebody in whose life they can actually see Him. Developing character makes us like Christ, and it establishes the authenticity. Look at this scripture. "Ye are manifestly declared to be," look at this, "the epistle of Christ." Look at this. "Written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Not in tablets of stone, tables of stone, but on the fleshly tables of the heart." We should be just like Christ because we develop the character qualities of Christ. And these character qualities are make us and give us and vindicate Him an evidence that we are for real, that we are genuine Christians. Look at the scripture. Jesus put it this way. "By this shall," look at this, "all men know." How is anybody going to know there's a for real person around, Christian around anymore? Here it is. "Because you have love." Because the character quality of love, the primary character quality, if you please, produced in us by the Lord Jesus Christ, because it's evident in our life, that's how they'll know. That is a ring of truth. That's the authenticity that's needed today. To know that Christianity is real, Christ is real, because He has really implanted His image on us. And we ring with the ring of truth. Look at this scripture. Jesus said, "By their fruits ye shall know them." Matthew 7:20. By their fruits. Don't take your eyes off this for a moment. By their fruits ye shall know them. Look at this text. Do you know verse 21, the verse right after this says, "Not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of God." So the character quality of obedience becomes the evidence that we are genuine. We really are epistles. Character is important. It's the way to increase your value because it's the way to be like Christ and it's the way to authenticity. Somebody put it this way. When wealth is lost, nothing is lost. When health is lost, something is lost. But when character is lost, everything is lost. Lost because we have lost authenticity. We've lost ourselves. That's why what you are is far more important than what you do. The third reason why we want to develop character is because it destroys hypocrisy. Jesus treated sinners with dignity and respect, but not hypocrites. He reserved His most scathing remarks for those who pretended to be what they weren't. Look at the scripture with me. "They watched Him, and they sent forth spies," look at this, "which would feign themselves just men." Pretend to be something that they weren't. You see, character ends pretending. Because character is what you really are, and reputation is only what people think you are. That's why Jesus told us, when it comes to hypocrites, look at this verse, I got it here. "All therefore, whatever these hypocrites bid you observe, do what the hypocrites tell you to do, but don't copy what they do, because they say and they do not." Pretenders. I personally think hypocrites belong in church. The best place, can't be a good hypocrite if you don't come to church. But just because there are hypocrites You know, you don't throw away your real 20s because there are some phony 21s, $20 bills. The man who throws away his real 20s because somebody's printing some phony ones is crazy, right? The guy who says, I'm not a Christian because there are so many hypocrites. Maybe we have to say the same thing about him. Well, let me tell you a little secret. Not all the hypocrites are in church. High society has a lot of low society in it. Adulterers dress up in nice clothes and pretend to be nice people, kind people. But they cheat on their wives, they break their vows, they desert their children. But they pretend to be good people. They're hypocrites. Lying, cheating, adultery, and whoredom with money plus nice clothes in a downtown high-rise building is still pretty low down. High society today is being described in economic terms when it ought to be described in moral terms. Because we've got policemen who are crooks, marriage counselors who are divorced, psychiatrists who are crazy, ministers who don't know God. Hollywood glamorizes smart crooks and heroes that model decadent behavior. Soap stories are dirty stories. But character development will end all that. Character is what you really are. Character development is the only way to end hypocrisy. We need all of the character qualities, not just a few of them. We all have some of them. For example, if a crook has diligence, he's a diligent crook. He needs other character qualities like honesty. See, we become a lot of pretenders. We pretend in relationships, and then the pretender marries a pretender. And like somebody said, love is a dream and marriage is the alarm clock. And the shock that occurs when we find out what somebody really is. But character development makes us like Christ, establishes authenticity, and does away with hypocrisy. Then there's a fourth reason. And that is that character development provides a proper basis for friend and mate selection. Let me tell you something. If you're looking for someone to marry, don't marry looks. Marry character. Look at the scripture. Because the scriptures tell us that there are certain people with certain character flaws we should have nothing to do with. Look at this. Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go. And the Bible tells us the reason. Look at it. Lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to your soul. Another verse. Look at this. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but the companion of fools shall be destroyed. You want to be very careful about who you select as your friends, and certainly for a mate. You see, why would you give someone who is an enemy the position of friendship? Not a very wise thing to do. That's why character is very important. Don't marry appearances, marry character. A whore is a deep dish. If she cheated on somebody else, she's going to cheat on you because character deficiency has not changed. And the best thing you can do to secure your marriage, your friendships, and your family is to develop character. It provides a basis for friend and mate selection. And then, developing character enables us to escape the pollutions of the world. Look at this. Says the scripture, they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord our Savior, Jesus Christ. See, virtue enables you to escape impurity. Truthfulness enables you to escape deception. Loyalty enables you to escape unfaithfulness, and diligence escape slothfulness, and gentleness overcomes harshness, and self-control will enable you to escape the pitfalls of self-indulgence, because character development enables us to escape the pollutions. Now, sixthly, developing character provides the proper basis for self-esteem. Character equals confidence. The ability to be transparent is really important. To not be afraid to let people see the real you, because the real you is worth seeing. When you develop character, your basis for self-acceptance is genuine. No self-con is necessary. There's no worries about someone discovering some deep, dark secret about you, because, you see, character gets rid of the deep, dark secrets. Character is what you are in the dark when no one else is looking. Character is what you really are. And it's the proper basis for being able to congratulate yourself, if you please. Not achievement, but character. Because you have developed the character quality of Christ. Look at the scripture. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, but a good man shall be satisfied, look at this phrase, from himself. In other words, if you will spend the time and energy to develop what you are, it will become the basis for your self-esteem and your own genuine self-acceptance. And then, number 7, character development creates a learning advantage. Let's look at the scripture first. The way of the slothful man is like a hedge of thorns. Everything he does, something goes wrong with it. It's a difficult way. But the way of the righteous doesn't have thorns in it. It's a real plain way. Developing character creates a learning advantage. Pardon me. Now, I want you to imagine with me what happens to a learning curve if we develop character. I want you to look at this graph with me. Just take a look. If you have character, look at the graph with me. And we want to develop skills. We want to develop these skills. And this is the length of time it takes. Can you imagine what happens to the learning curve of someone who does not have attentiveness? It's going to take a long time to develop a skill. But if in fact somebody, watch this now, has attentiveness, just look what happens to the graph and their time it takes to learn something. The same thing is true not only of attentiveness, but imagine diligence. If you have a diligent person, the learning curve just goes like this. But a person who is slothful goes, look at this, it'll take forever. And they may never learn the skill. Think about self-control. See, a person who does not have self-control is never going to apply himself to learn. But with self-control, the learning curve goes this way. You see, the fact of it is that the lack of character is a learning disability. But character is a learning advantage. And your children who learn diligence and gratefulness and obedience and attentiveness, when they come to algebra class, going to pick it up real fast, because they're a lot different than the fellow who's daydreaming somewhere else in his mind, because he does not have the character quality of attentiveness. Character quality creates a learning advantage. And then finally, character development prepares you for life and everything that life brings your way. Solomon asked for this. Give me wisdom and knowledge. Look at this. That I may go out and come in before this people. Who can judge this people? This is a great big job. So what I need is I need wisdom, because you see, the wise people develop character. Character quality is a part of wisdom. There is nothing in life you cannot face if you have character qualities. When temptation comes, it will be met with self-control. Economic shortage will be met with resourcefulness. Clearness of mind will come from orderliness. The lack in others will be met by your generosity. Your finances will flourish because you have thriftiness. Discouragement and depression will be overcome by the character quality of joyfulness. Instead of hardness and callousness, you will have sensitivity. Indifference and apathy will be overcome by enthusiasm. When unexpected changes take place, flexibility will keep you stable. If others distrust you, you will meet the distrust with sincerity. When need is greater than resources, you will have creativity. In times of question, you will have discernment. When others hurt you, the damage will be minimized by forgiveness. When all around you there is unrest, you will have contentment. You will meet times of pressure with determination. Confusion will be banished by decisiveness. Decisions will be easy to make when you have wisdom. Nothing you say or do will have negative results because you have discretion. You will never feel like giving up because you have endurance. Others will be attracted to you because you have attentiveness. You won't offend unnecessarily if you have deference. Employees will give you raises because you have responsibility and dependability. You will get along with others because you have tolerance. You will not be poor because you have diligence. You will be trusted by your spouse, children, and employers because you have loyalty. You will not be ruled by anger because you will have meekness. You will never be deceived because you have developed truthfulness. You will not be devastated by the consequences of immorality because you have virtue. Now, you have spent a lot of time and money on education and vocational development and perhaps material things. But now, perhaps it's time to consider spending serious time, serious effort, and even money on developing your character. After all, character is what you really are. It is the only investment you can take from this life into the next.
When you look in the mirror, what do you see? David L. Johnston's book, How You See Yourself, changes lives with a new perspective to live as God intended. Life can seem like looking in a distorted carnival mirror because we do not see ourselves accurately. We are hindered by iniquity. How You See Yourself by David L. Johnston gives you God's perspective for a sound mind and freedom from fear and regrets. Take action. Order today. Visit nothingbutthetruth.org/C. That's nothingbutthetruth.org/SEE.